Another coin would be.
There we go. All right. The machines from the 90s still feel a little old, but they don't have that kind of dated aesthetic.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, although, I mean, Last Action Hero just has a giant picture of Arnold Schwarzenegger staring at you. So, Stargate was one of the most ambitious pins, I'd say, of the early 90s in terms of what it was trying to do. I mean, that's my own personal opinion. Some of the machines in here have faster play fields than others, so the ball moves much more rapidly. Transformers is probably the fastest machine in here. The balls will just whip around and around. It's so fast, and so when you get a multi-ball on this one, it gets crazy. And this it can end really fast. And this one I actually upgraded with a color display. Because normally it would just be your standard orange and black.
Uh-huh.
Again, it's more made to do loops, like move the ball around the board a lot and fast. So everything is about hitting ramps on this. Trigger a ramp so you can smash Optimus Prime in the face with a pinball to trigger the Optimus Prime multi-ball. And then there's a little pocket to trigger another multi-ball for the Megatron multi-ball.
The Stern Pinball Jurassic Park machine. When did this one come out?
This is 2019. This is amazingly computerized, and it has the big display on the back where it's like gives you movie intros, and like it tells you to do a lot more, and you can make better selections than you can. Like, playing this game has the more of a feel of a video game meeting pinball.
This is Control. Can anyone hear us? A virus has taken over the system. This looks like Nedry's code. Why would Nedry do this?
Look this one up before, the Jurassic Park Stern pinball machine. I think it's one of the top-rated pinball machines in the world, and I think it sells from Stern for about $10,000.
Thereabouts, yes. Pinball is not cheap. You can find some of your older machines on kind of the secondary market, where people who play pinball will buy, sell, and even trade machines. But like the cheaper older machines from like the 70s and 80s, well, I haven't gone on a hunt recently, because I know during the pandemic all like pinball machines got very expensive because people bought them and put them in their homes. But they're not easy to move. These things weigh a ton. When we moved them from the back of the store to the new arcade section in the middle of the store after our renovation, moving some, especially Stargate, which is the heaviest of all of these, it took four people to lift that.
Would you say that there's been a resurgence in public interest in pinball, or has it grown as a hobby? And,
it definitely has. Yeah. It was more like when we had the one in the front of the store pre-pandemic. It was more of a novelty, and you had people who had like the nostalgia of playing them when they were younger that would always come in. But now you've definitely seen with there's competitive pinball circuits, and it's much more of a physical experience than your standard video game, because you feel the cabinet and. When you're hitting your flippers, you feel like the click.